This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was my bad.
Yesterday, we did it like a whole 5 minute podcast intro, and this sounds like a lie.
It does.
And I promise it isn't. We did a whole intro telling you about how many messages that we got for we would need to keep the podcast intro.
Yeah.
And who forgot to put the podcast intro onto the podcast?
Yeah, that'll be me there now. Right, you see, the thing is that Emma was off, and Emma usually does this stuff.
Yeah.
I completely forgot, so I just put it all together, and I was so wrecked at the end of it because it's so much work. So I was just like, I didn't even think about it.
He completely forgot, and then I was just scrolling.
You remembered at like 9 at last night.
Yeah, because I went to listen back to something, I can't remember what it was, and I was like, oh, I just played the podcast, and there was no pre-roll ad, so it just went into the first bit at 7 o'clock, and I was like, wait, this didn't say fully charged, recharged. And I was is Dave playing a prank on me here? And I scrolled through, I was like, he's forgotten to put that intro in.
I did forget. But listen, I did not forget to put it here. So the next thing you will hear is yesterday's podcast clip.
Yes, podcast intro. So you're getting two intros in one to prove that we did it.
Enjoy. You're now going to hear a whoosh, and that'll be, then when you hear that, it'll start. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. It seems that I need to apologise.
Well, first of all, hello, welcome to the podcast. No Emma today. There's no third person anymore after the one got fired. So just Dave and a lot of me.
Yeah, it was an interesting show. But let me start off by saying that I didn't realise anyone actually listened to this part of the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought anyone who listens to this show just goes to the point where they were or their favourite bits. But no, it seems that we just have people who listen to the podcast in full, and
they don't want to lose the intro.
Because of them. So this podcast intro is now dedicated to a man called Peter O'Doherty. He is the only person who messaged me. No, actually, he's not. A couple of other people did. But he was the first person that messaged me after Friday's podcast intro, where I said, if you actually listen to this thing, just tell me the word yes on an Instagram DM. So Friday at 11:30. Peter was listening and he texted me and he said, keep the podcast intro. Sorry, Dave, but I do enjoy it, even if it is, we have lots to be doing. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And I said, damn you, Peter. Damn you. Fine.
Because Peter messaged you individually and then he also messaged Emma individually as well. Like, Peter is a staunch podcast intro fan. I have to say hello to Lucy, who messaged us on Friday at 10 to 2 in the afternoon on WhatsApp, saying, lads, I'm after listening to the podcast, listening to the intro, and I can't imagine not having the intro. I love the way that we get an insight into your lives. I'm so disappointed when you say, I'm really busy, lots to be doing, because I love the intro. Please don't get rid of it. Oh, don't have Instagram to DM you.
Shane just texted me and he just went, yeah. Because I said, if you listen to this podcast intro, just DM us the word yeah.
Yeah.
And Shane just went, yeah.
Go on, Shane.
So appreciate you, Shane, you listening. So now this is for this podcast intro is for Peter and Lucy and Shane.
I also have to give Rachel Dunn a shout out.
Another
as well.
One, I forgot.
Well, Rachel didn't initially message me on this, but Rachel keeps me on my toes so much so that I fear that I am out of a job with her, because whenever there is any issue, and I mean any issue with the podcast, if the podcast goes up late,
Rachel, is it?
Or if it's not uploaded, she will come to me and was like, Callum, where is the podcast?
Okay,
she will be on my back like anything, so much so that like she messaged me when I was on holiday, was like, Callum, I know you're on holiday, but also sort this out. And then I asked her, be like, okay, so you're a fan of that, did you get tickets to the Dave's birthday?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I've got better time to be doing the bouncing around.
Wow.
So Rachel has gone down in my estimation.
I'd imagine Rachel has like a, you know, a schedule and a routine, and at this point this is when she listens to the podcast, and you know, if that doesn't happen, that would throw me way off course.
Yeah,
I would hate that. So look, Rachel, we're sorry, and we're sorry that you have to deal with, or no, that was Lucy who was saying that she doesn't like when we don't do a podcast intro. This was 3 minutes worth of a podcast intro.
Rachel messaged me 1 week when we didn't do Top 10 Tuesday because we were giving away flowers.ie stuff, and she was like, Callum, where the hell is Top 10 Tuesday?
Oh my God.
You'll be delighted to know that there is a Top 10 Tuesday tomorrow.
Yes!
Because we haven't got any prizes to be given
away. And do you know what? If you're listening to this podcast but it's already past the show. You could just exit out of this podcast and go and listen to the next one, which will already have Top 10 Tuesday. I can't do that because this is live, obviously.
Yeah.
It is currently Monday the 7th of April.
It's 1 minute past 10.
But maybe you're listening when it's like Wednesday the 9th of April. Who knows? So if it is you, then, you know, amazing. Listen, have a great day.
We have lots to be doing.
Lots to be doing. Good luck. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 8th of April 2025. This is Emma and Dave on Spins Fully Charged, but Emma is not here. Once again, it's just myself. Emma, off sick.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back. Do you know what? It's a lucky she's not here, because I'd kill her. I'd kill her. I'd kill her. I'd go through her. I'm sick.
No. And then you can't say that it's from her.
It has to be from her. I don't know anyone else who was sick. And the thing is that she's been sick since last Friday.
Oh.
I think it just took a while to kick in for me.
But no.
It also could be the fact that I eat nothing but crap.
That is a good point.
I went out all weekend.
But I was speaking to some people yesterday. And now this is the worst thing in the world. When the weather changes, everyone gets ill. So yeah. When it goes from winter...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I thought it was only the other way.
Me too. I thought, like, when it goes from cold... So when it goes from warm to cold, everyone gets ill because everyone's
cold.
Yeah, everyone's already cold. But apparently, for some unknown reason, when it goes from cold to hot, people also get ill.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I had my cooking class last night and I was speaking to the teacher and he was saying that his wife and him both had something because of the weather recently and there's something going around.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But the other thing was I woke up in the middle of the night absolutely freezing. So I had to turn on the electric blanket.
Oh, this isn't... we're going to be the super spreaders because in 12 hours' time, Dave, we're going to be in Jump Zone in Santry celebrating your 30th birthday.
I know.
With over 100 of our listeners.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking if I just put myself in a zorbing ball, no one will be able to touch me and it'll be absolutely fine. Just don't go in the zorbing ball. It would be gross. No, I'm actually crying.
I've got to worry that we might be out of jobs soon.
Oh, no.
Not because of the internet and not because of AI. No, Cillian Murphy is all going to put us out of jobs.
Well, he wants to go work in Spin, does he?
Yeah, I've actually seen his application recently. he's not just set on being a top actor. Obviously, he won the Oscar last year and everything, but he's just shared his playlist of music that he's listening to right now.
Okay.
It's not his first dip into the music world. He's done a couple of DJ sets in Workman's for
Cillian
charity.
Murphy has?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
Yeah, it was. I want to say it was like the early 2010s, like 2010, 2011, 2012 kind of charity events at Workman's.
Stop.
But it was like him and an iPad and just playing music.
Just vibing.
But like Workman's is such a Cillian Murphy venue.
It really is.
Like you probably go in there and there's 15 Cillian Murphy lookalikes in there.
Yeah, gaunt and, you know, bags under the eyes.
Scary looking.
Yeah.
So he's done a couple of DJ sets in Workman's. He's hosted a special radio show in the UK talking about his favourite songs. I think that was on BBC Six Music, alternative station.
I love that.
And every now and again, he shares his latest playlist through his production company called Big Things Films. And in an Instagram post yesterday, he shared this. We made it. It's officially spring. It's beginning to bloom here at Big Things. So here's a fresh playlist from Cillian to bring the brighter days. very Cillian. So let's go through some of his picks.
This is insane.
He's picked 23 songs from this playlist. And this is the only song that I recognize.
Sam Fender
and People Watching. Great music recognition there. Yeah, so that's the only one really there that I would say is mainstream. The rest, kind of Workman's-y, weird-y.
That's very Workman's, though, as well.
Also, yeah, that's very true. But we did play that on Spin for a while. So He then goes pretty rogue. So he goes for, you know, Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, kind of an 80s song. But he doesn't go for that. He goes for this weird remix that sounds like that I put random sound effects in. But this is a legitimate song.
It's
just a random remix. It's not him. But it's
a weird door slam.
Yeah, it sounds like that. I put like the echo farts. Like if you press the echo fart sound, it sounds like it fit in there very.
What the hell? That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's just like the... very odd. And then, I'm sure that you recognise this as something that you would hear at Workman's again. He ends the playlist in a pretty spectacular way.
This is lovely.
This is RTE Lyric FM.
Literally, it does sound like that. That's lovely. Yeah. I'd listen to that non-stop.
If you don't recognise that, that's Chopin's Nocturne number 2 in E-flat
it's
major.
Number 2, isn't
number
it?
Number 2, not number 1, and not number 3. So if you want a little bit of Sam Fender with some crazy remixes and classical music, Cillian Murphy is the man for you. Now, the playlist is called Spring Sessions. It's on Spotify and you can listen to it right now, along with his other ones, aptly named Summer Sessions, Autumn Sessions and Winter Sessions. There's also a Love and Heartbreak playlist that he released on Valentine's Day as well. So, like, that's Cillian. I'd like to see stuff now from... when you mention Cillian Murphy, you also have to mention Barry Keoghan.
I was going
to
say.
So it's like, the only things that I can imagine on Barry Keoghan's playlists are Sabrina Carpenter Take Me Back and Sabrina Carpenter songs.
Oh, he loves a bit of New Era as well.
Oh, yeah. Blessing Cameron Watson.
Yeah,
that's a little bit of
that's
him.
That's a bit of Barry.
Yeah, there'll be no Chopins in E majors there.
Me and Pip are in a little bit of an argument at the moment.
Oh.
And the reason
trouble
being...
Trouble in Paradise.
Trouble in Paradise between me and Pippa, right? Reason being, she doesn't like a lot of my clothes, right? So the other day, I was on FaceTime and I went through my clothes and she was like, no, 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 no. And so I put them all in a bag and I brought them over to her house, right? And the deal was that she was going to sell them so that we can go on holiday.
Oh, okay. So, like, through one of those...
Vintage,
yeah. Yeah, those clothes resale
she's
websites.
She's been using that for a couple of months now. And
yeah.
She's been selling it all over some... And she's addicted. She's like little Alan Sugar with a little side hustle. So when she finishes work at 6 o'clock and then she starts her new job.
Yeah, a little business, a little second business.
Selling stuff.
And with the clothes that she's throwing out or that she's saying that she's not liking, like... Painting a picture of Dave, I can imagine, like, I've never gone through your wardrobe, but I can imagine that you have one rail for hoodies.
I do.
One rail for kind of casual cargo-y trousers that aren't joggers, kind of look like joggers, but they're kind of a little bit smarter than joggers, and then a little section for joggers as well. And that's like your entire wardrobe.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I've very rarely seen you in something that isn't a hoodie.
I have a couple of shirts, but I rarely ever use them.
Yeah.
I rarely ever get wear of them. But there are a couple of... So I gave her a couple of shirts that I never, ever would wear. But the thing is, right, is she has all my clothes up on Vinted at the moment. And she's selling them for pittance.
Oh, no.
And it's killing me.
She's undervaluing the clothes.
I went onto her Vinted yesterday and I saw the shirt. This lovely black and white shirt.
Why would you... I have actually seen you in that shirt and that's a lovely, smart shirt. It looks really good on you.
Cost me about 30 quid.
Yeah.
She's selling it for four.
Four?
Four.
Not I even went, around five.
I went in and made an offer of €750. And she said, David, stop that. So here's some of the clothes, right, Dan? Here's what I paid for them and here's what they're going for.
Okay.
A very, very nice Vans t-shirt. It never really fit me. I've worn it about maybe three times.
Okay. Vans, though, like a name brand.
A name brand. Yeah. I bought it for 26. She's selling for five, okay?
Oh.
That shirt, I bought it for 30. She's selling for four.
That's
another shirt that I've only ever worn, I'd say maybe twice, and it cost me €30. To be honest, I hate it. She's selling it for a fiver. I cannot believe her. This one, I kind of understand. I bought this jacket probably what looks like in the 90s, and she's selling it for €6. I don't really care about that.
Okay.
This Adidas hoodie I bought online for €22. I thought it was a bargain. She's selling it for six. It's even more of a bargain. It's actually ridiculous. Do you remember the day in work where I got a load of jeans delivered?
Yes.
I was so Adam's trying on all
you
my jeans.
You were so excited. And I was looking at your jeans and someone in the office thought I was looking down your trousers.
Yeah.
Because we were looking at kind of like how you close the jeans.
So she doesn't like the jeans. So the jeans had to go. The jeans were 40 quid.
No.
The jeans were
no.
each.
No.
Each, by the way, she's selling for a tenner.
Oh, okay. I was worried that they were going to be €4 there. And they're like, that is a distance.
But she's selling for a tenner at the hopes of getting only €4. Do you know what I mean?
Someone's going to undercut you.
Someone's going to go, will you do four? Oh. Actually, someone's going to come along and go, will you do six? And people go, I'll give you them for four.
Do you want them for free?
Two pair of jeans, yeah. A North Face t-shirt.
Yeah.
So another good brand.
Yeah.
Decent money. 40 quid I bought that for in Spain when I was on holidays. It was very expensive.
Oh.
She's selling for 8.
Oh.
And then one of my favourite hoodies, the green Hoodrich hoodie.
Yes.
I bought that for, I'd say, about 58 quid.
Yeah, Hoodrich, expensive.
Take 50 off, she's selling it for 8.
Oh, that's actually disgusting.
So, if you want to bargain on my clothes, Philippa Mary 32 on Vinted.
Oh, it's not even your account.
No, it's not my account. It's her account. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to shout it out, but here we are. Philippa Mary 32 on Vinted. Go and buy my clothes and put in a bigger bid, please. Just telling you that my girlfriend Pippa is selling all of my clothes on Vinted, and she's selling them at a price that I think is absolutely horrible. Like a Vans t-shirt that I got for about, I'd say, 30 quid. She's selling for a fiver. A shirt I got for 30, she's selling for 4. That one really hurt. And Michelle was on.
Gotta be on Pippa's side here. So you have to think, a week ago, these clothes were sitting in your wardrobe just gathering dust, whereas now Pippa has been productive, taking the photos, putting them up online and selling them. If it was the shirt was still worth €30, then you would go in to River Island or wherever and buy it for €30. So don't be dissing the woman. She's doing a good job.
Michelle, don't you worry about Pippa, right? Pippa's doing fine. And keep in mind, right, she's selling this stuff and then putting it into account so she can go on holiday, right? I'm getting nothing out of this.
My favourite thing from this, what you did the grand reveal of it, that it's on her account as well. It's not even your thing.
Yeah.
It's on Pippa's account.
She has complete control of it.
But what I've seen screenshots of things of these like online selling sites, and I am so glad that you aren't having to deal with the haggling and the negotiations.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I feel like you'd throw the phone out the window. Like, I've seen people put stuff online for like 4 quid and then someone says, I'll take it for 3.50.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is the 50 cent going to do with this?
I did that on Facebook Marketplace a couple of years ago, and it was like, is this still available? I'd be like, yes. And they'd be like, okay. Do you want it? No?
Just want to know it's available.
No. I see you have a car up for 10 grand. Will you take 400? No, I won't.
I cannot wait to do this. It's back after a couple of weeks off. Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday!
Yes! Oh, come on.
I actually got a message on my Instagram the other week from a girl called Rachel being like, Callum, where the hell is Top 10 Tuesday?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks without it, to be honest. So, I really enjoy this game.
Every time we put it on the show plan the day before, Dave is like, oh my God, Top 10 Tuesday, I love it.
So excited.
So this is Top 10 Tuesday. If you've never heard before, this is where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think is the top 10 of that topic might be. So, for example, we've had the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Instagram was number one and it made everyone very angry. Characters who had the most airtimes in The Simpsons and loads more. Now, I'm not too sure on how today's will go because it's kind of geography-based.
Oh,
I don't know how well you're on that. But it might be pretty easy because there's kind of little stipulation to it. Dave, you've got 3 lives to try and fill in the top 10 of this list.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the question and then there's 10 places that you need to fill in. If you get it correct, you move on and you keep guessing. But if you get it wrong, you lose a life, lose all 3 lives. And we open it out to you listening to try and get some IMC cinema passes. So keep thinking. If you think there's an answer that Dave hasn't said, make sure you write it down and message it in to 0877 11 1038. So, Dave, this morning, without further ado, I am looking for European cities who will hold the most gigs in 2025.
Crap.
Now, what I've done is there was actually an article from Accor Hotels who have kind of done a little bit of research and kind of guesstimated how many cities will host gigs this year. So there's 10 cities that make this top 10. Can you tell us some European cities that will hold the most gigs in 2025?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go on, let's go.
Here we go with London.
London is number one. You're in there like swimwear. Well done. That will hold approximately 2,384 gigs this year. That's a lot of gigs.
That is a lot of gigs.
So, Dave,
just everyone goes to London. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone goes. Like, there's Lady Gaga goes to London. Beyonce went to London, never comes here. So, well done, Dave. London is number one.
I'm going to go with Munich.
Munich? not a rogue choice by any standards, but number six. Well
number
done.
Six, happy day.
So that's 597 gigs in Munich.
Okay.
Two for two.
I'm going to go with Paris.
Paris, he's in there again. Number two, yes. 1,397. That's three from three. You're doing so well.
I'm going to say... I want to say... Yeah, it has to be. It has to be Madrid. It's not Barcelona. It's Madrid.
Madrid is not on the list.
Oh, my God.
Madrid does not feature in the top 15.
Okay.
So you've lost a life.
But then it has to be Barcelona.
Barcelona does not feature on the list.
Oh, my God.
That's two lives gone.
Oh, crap. Okay, no more Spain. Okay, why don't we go...
Spain actually doesn't feature on that list whatsoever.
That's ridiculous. Okay, why don't we go Amsterdam?
Amsterdam is number 10.
Yes, oh, thank
God. Okay, so Dave, you've lost two lives. You've one life left, and you've filled in four places.
Okay. I wonder, is it another German place? Oh, we haven't said Rome. What about Rome?
You haven't said Rome, and Rome doesn't feature.
Rome!
No, Dave, you're out. You're gone.
Oh, my God.
I think you're missing some absolute big hitters in there.
Am I?
So, we've got four places in there. European cities who will hold the most gigs in 2025. Number 10, you got Amsterdam. Number 6, Munich, you got. Number 2, Paris. And number 1, London.
Yes.
So 087-711-1038. Do you think you know any of those answers that will fill Top 10 Tuesday? Give us a message. You'll get a cinema pass for each one that you get correct.
We're looking for 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 and 9.
Yeah, the most the European cities will hold the most gigs in 2025.
Don't Google it. And we'll come back to it.
Top 10 Tuesday, where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think is the top 10 of that topic. We're looking for European cities that we think will hold the most gigs in 2025. Dave, you didn't do too bad. You got four correct and then you lost three lives. So
yeah,
we're still looking for six to fill.
All right. Louise thinks she knows. Morning, Louise.
Morning.
All right, Louise. So we've been looking for the top 10 European cities who'll host the most gigs. I have said so far Amsterdam at number 10, Munich at number 6, Paris at number 2, and London at number 1. What I'm hoping you can do is fill in the rest of this top 10 for me. And if you do so, you will win IMC Cinema Passes for everyone you'll get right.
Come on, Louise, you can do this. What have you guessed?
So, Berlin.
Berlin comes in. It's in.
It's in.
And number 3.
Yes. Oh,
well done, Louise. So that's one cinema pass. You keep going. I'm not going to give you any lives. You just keep guessing.
Dublin.
No way.
Yes.
No, what?
I can't believe you didn't say Dublin, Dave.
Well, it famously doesn't get anybody.
I was screaming, and thank you for Louise. 558 gigs, apparently, in 2025 in
right.
Dublin.
What number is it?
It is number 7.
Oh, my God.
Now, but you think of Dublin, and you think of the Olympia, the Academy, Workman's, the Three Arena,
yeah,
the Aviva,
thought, like,
the RDS.
No one comes here, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of people that come here. Louise, two from two. Come on, let's keep going.
We have so many concerts here.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, like, say, for example, like, Beyonce didn't come here. And, do you know what I mean? Like, I thought there'd be...
Fairview Park, St. Anne's Park, Longitude, Marley Park, so many.
I'm fuming now.
Right, come on, Louise, let's get three.
Manchester
is at number 4. She's getting there. Right, okay, so we've got 5,
8 and 9
to fill. Can you get the clean sweep of what's left? Come on, Louise.
Would Liverpool?
Oh, I can't think of any more.
Would Liverpool be on that?
Stop it, Dave. Liverpool isn't on there.
All
but
right,
I'll give you one quick clue, Louise, to get another guess. There is Austria, the UK, and Germany still on that list.
Vienna.
It's in there. Number 9.
Oh, my God.
That's 4. I was meant to see Taylor Swift in Vienna, and he got cancelled for terrorism.
I remember that.
But we don't talk about that. Two more to go, Louise. Can you do it? Germany and the UK.
Well, so Berlin and you said Munich.
I said Munich.
Yeah. What do you want to go with, Louise? Frankfurt or
Frankfurt.
Hamburg?
We'll go with Frankfurt.
You should have gone for Hamburg.
Yeah.
Hamburg was on there. So you're out there, Louise. But fair play to you. That is 4. So it goes London at number 1, Paris at number 2, Berlin at number 3, Manchester number 4, Hamburg number 5, Munich number 6, Dublin number 7, the one that we all missed, number 8, Birmingham.
Damn.
Vienna number 9 and Amsterdam number 10. Louise, you're the best Top 10 Tuesday player we've ever had with 4 correct answers.
Nice one, Louise. You just got yourself 4 IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations and thank you for helping me out.
Thanks for your call.
Good luck, Louise. Have a great day.
Bye.
God, I love Top 10 Tuesday.
Phenomenal player.
Great player. Great game.
Yeah.
I once again heard the, you know, to be the category and completely messed up.
You got four. You didn't do too bad.
No, but I completely forgot. I just thought it was like, no, sure, Beyonce didn't come here, so they I wouldn't have as many gigs as other European cities. Raging. Obviously, Dublin was in there.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go.
Fully charged.
What's going on? 4 minutes past eight. Happy Tuesday, by the way. Emma and Dave with you on Spin 103.8. It's just myself this morning. Hopefully Emma will be back tomorrow. But yesterday, producer Callum, we were talking about Minecraft the movie.
Oh, and how the cinemas are going into pure chaos.
It's insane. I don't know if it's happening in Ireland yet. I'd imagine maybe we're a little bit more calmer than in the US.
I'll say that this will probably happen in about 3 weeks' time because we're always a little bit late to the party. Yes,
I can say that. You can't.
Okay, sorry, I take that back.
Not with that accent.
Please don't send me back to the UK.
But yesterday I was telling you about this, and obviously the cinemas are going manic and people are throwing popcorn and going absolutely wild for this movie. It's the same way as, like, do you remember when Spider-Man in that movie where all the Spider-Man came back and everyone started cheering, they were so happy. They're doing that, but they're taking the pee, do you know what I mean? They're absolutely, it's like the rise of Minions or something. Yeah, when everyone was dressed in suits and cinemas were like, oh for God,
I'd gentle say, Minions.
It is a bad era to be a cinema worker, like a bad era, because people are changing the way cinema works. But anyway, yesterday I gave you an example of there's a line in the movie of Jack Black when he goes, I am Steve, and someone has recorded the cinema to the reaction of when he says that line. Now, I know that none of this makes sense to you at all, but it's just, imagine a cinema full of people just taking the pee. Do you know what I mean? Have a listen.
It honestly sounds like, I said yesterday someone scored a 90th minute equaliser or something at the football.
Champions League semi-final.
There was an also another line where like a chicken falls from the sky and then the zombie sits
chicken
on the...
Chicken jockey!
Yeah, so zombie sits on the chicken and the whole cinema goes, chicken jockey. It's so, like, what is this?
I was watching videos yesterday and one, I saw police come in midway through and they were like, okay, some people need to go. And then another one, they didn't want the police to come or for it to get to that point, so this woman made an announcement before the movie. Wait till you hear the announcement.
Please, no cheering, no clapping, no singing, no chicken jockey announcements. People have paid to be here. We need to respect their time and space that they came to be here. If you get any complaints, you will be asked to leave without a refund.
Oh my God, no chicken jockey announcements is my favourite thing that anyone's ever said in an announcement.
In the year 2025, who thought the sentence no chicken jockey announcements would be a thing? It doesn't make sense!
Chicken jockey! Oh, wonderful. Morning and welcome to Tuesday, but not just any Tuesday.
Now, it isn't your birthday today.
No, it isn't.
Just have to clarify, it is not Dave's birthday today.
No, but it is my 30th birthday party, which is happening today on Tuesday. It's in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park, Jump Zone in Santry, because I was sick of the way normal 30th birthdays are. We have to go to dinner and dress up and all that shite. So I want to do something, a bit of crack, and have it in Jump Zone. And tickets sold out very, very quickly for this. So
yes,
I will see a lot of you tonight.
If you don't have tickets, you're not coming in.
Unfortunately, Callum's the bouncer.
Yeah.
And he's massive.
Massively small.
Don't Google him.
But no, we're really excited for tonight. It's going to be a fun day. There's a couple of parties happening in Jump Zone. Dave, you're going to have the best time. We've got lots of fun things planned.
I can't wait.
Now, after the show today, I've got to go to Talla to pick up a birthday cake that our marketing girl, Lucy, has made up for you.
Oh, nice.
She says it's cost her over €200.
Dear God.
But I'm not holding any hopes up for this, because the last time she ordered something for this show, it was the dice for the Girly Quiz board game.
Oh, yeah.
And they were nicknamed the mice dice because they were millimetre thick.
They were so small.
So she said that I have to go with her because she doesn't trust herself with the cake.
Great.
And I keep threatening that I'm going to drop the cake, and she said that she's going to run me over in the spin car if I do that.
For £200, I hope it's a giant cake.
Yeah, she goes above and beyond, does Lucy. And she's a wild one. I also ordered you a little something for you to wear for your party.
Did
tonight.
You? Fantastic.
Yeah, so this is, if you would like to describe what I'm giving you now.
It looks like a bag of popcorn. Oh, no, it's a sash. Sorry. Well, first off, we've got a tiara. And the tiara says Dirty 30.
Yeah, it's gold and sparkly and everything.
Great, fantastic. So it's a gold gold tiara that says Dirty 30, Grandad.
Oh, that actually really suits you.
Oh, thank you. And then we have a sash here as well.
Yeah.
Shall I open them? Was it a custom-made sash?
No, it's not. This is from Amazon.
Ah, that's cool.
I think that you might not be allowed on the bouncy castles with the tiara because it might pop
it might
there.
Pop them.
So you might have to get some photo opportunities.
Dirty 30. Why is this a thing? Dirty 30.
I don't really know. It's kind of the hen party theme.
Yeah.
But I think the gold would really suit you.
It would, yeah. Dirty 30.
Yeah.
If I wear that now, I see I have a couple of friends coming.
Yeah.
And they'll never let me forget about this.
We're going to take pictures of you and everything.
fantastic.
Emma said that she was going to DJ for you tonight, but I'm slightly concerned that she's not going to make it because she's a sick note at the moment. So I've taken some of her suggestions because she said on the show a couple of weeks back she was going to play you like a 30-minute mega mix.
Yes.
What I've done is I've created an hour-long mix that Emma can stand behind the decks and pretend that she's DJing.
Oh, perfect.
If she does show up. But I've added a bit of producer Callum spin on things.
All right.
So we start with number one, which is your favourite song at the moment mixed into one of your favourite songs of all time.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Marty Guilfoyle, who? The beat matching on that is exquisite.
No notes.
No that notes.
That's my perfect sound.
Thank you. So that was Alex Warren into Owl City. I thought you would like that. But it's only downhill from here.
Of course.
I thought that you might want to channel your inner football hooligan after Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of baby. Can't beat that.
I'm gone.
Bit of We're All Part of Jackie's Army. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. This is going to be the best party ever.
And finally, you know me, I like a nice tedious link. So the last few songs of the night, Green Day's Good Riddance will play.
Class.
Because the line is, I hope you've had the time of your life.
Yeah.
But it rolls into the one song that you can end a party on in this country, and it's this.
It has to be.
It's something unpredictable. Like, that's kind of emotional. That's good.
Right. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Here we go. What is it?
You have to.
You do. It is the law in this country.
Yeah, so, like, as an Englishman, I understand and respect the rules of this country, and you know that you have to end a party with Aaron Levine.
Absolutely.
And
so,
finally, I've organised some famous friends to come to your party tonight.
Have you?
Yeah. And
oh.
Hello, Dave. It's your favorite president here. I can't wait to bounce with you at Jumpzone today. We're going to make 30th birthdays great again.
Yo, 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 it's new D-Do Double G. I'm in the bounce. So high with you this evening in Sanctuary.
Dave, I hear the Dementors might be showing up to your birthday tonight. It's okay, though. I think I can expect O Patron on them. Whilst on Bounty Castles. I hope you didn't invite Malfoy, though.
Yeah, my favourite three people in the world. Trump, Snoop Dogg and Harry Potter.
So that's going to be your party tonight, Dave. I can't wait for Jump Zone to Sandra.
Oh, my God. That is wonderful. I can't believe you got cameos from Trump, Harry Potter and the other.
Donald Trump is going to fly on Air Force One, especially for you tonight.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be huge.
It's huge. I've talked to people. They've said a lot of people. They said it's amazing. I was online the other day and I seen that there's a new trend at the moment where everyone in the world is getting a podcast. It's like, no matter who you are, you can have a podcast, right?
I saw someone say, you know how Donald was doing all his tariffs and everything. It was like, he should put a tariff on podcast equipment
honestly.
So people don't start making podcasts.
Literally, I think at weddings now, you know the way brides will throw the flowers behind them? If you catch the flowers that the bride throws, you get a Go Loud podcast. That's what happens, right? But I noticed that Donald Skean and Arthur Grulian, sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his surname, and I actually really, really like him. I saw him at Aldi the other day.
I saw him on Dancing with the Stars, doing the judging.
Yeah, he's the judge on Dancing with the Stars. Him and Donald Skean have started a new podcast, right? And it's called Let's Do This. And I was just like, that's not really, it doesn't tell me much about what the podcast is. But I thought, do you know what? I was looking around the podcast then in Ireland and I was like, there's so many weird podcast names where it's kind of just like, Hasher, isn't this great? Do you know what I mean? Kind of a podcast. Like, it's just Irish-isms. Like, but Irish-isms from like back in the day when we thought like Irish mammy humour was funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so what I've done is I've come up with a load of Irish celebrities and then for no reason at all given them a podcast name. And it has nothing really to do with the celebrities. I just wanted a celebrity beside the list of the podcast. Do you know what I mean? Now, these celebrities could already have podcasts, but I've come up with new ones for them.
Okay.
These are the most Irish celebrities with the most Irish-sounding podcast
names. I'm looking forward to this.
Brian Dowling, Oh Would You Stop? Baz Ashmawi in You Won't Believe This, Right? Louise Cantlin in Girl, You Won't Believe This, right?
The female edition.
The female edition. Dear and Gary, well, I'll tell you what happened now in a minute.
Oh, that is a podcast name is fantastic.
Marty Guilfoyle, sure aren't we all wrecked? Are you getting the vibe?
Yeah. It's. Do you remember the old clouds in the airport?
Yes.
And it was like, you need to be getting the washing in before it rains.
That's it, yeah. It's exactly that. It's that kind of a vibe. And I can totally picture them being actual podcast names. Derek Hartigan, you know the fellow on Virgin Media?
Yes.
Great drying out there.
Oh, perfect.
Martin
the
King.
The weather guy.
Oh, did I not tell you? Joe Duffy. You're not going to believe what happened on the bus.
I have a bus story that I'm going to tell you about at 9 o'clock as well.
Marty Morrissey, and we're only getting started.
Oh,
yeah. Muireann O'Connell, come here, sure, listen. I could totally picture that as a podcast. Catherine Thomas, I says to myself, says I. Tig Fleming, absolute scenes. Angela Scanlon, it was grand till it wasn't. Keith Duffy, sure I know a fella. Nicky Byrne, bit of crack in fairness.
Now, in fairness, Nicky Byrne has a podcast and it's called The Nicky Byrne Podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got something here.
Should have changed it up to a bit of Irishism there, Nicky. James Patrice, here we go now, wait till you hear. Ronan Keaton, say nothing now, but. Jason Byrne, swear me life. Amy Huberman, I'll get the wooden spoon.
Oh, no.
And Deirdre O'Kane, turn off that immersion.
That is perfect.
It is.
I don't understand how you know no context. But Deirdre O'Kane, turn off that immersion, is unbelievable.
It's so spot on, isn't it?
Everyone working upstairs in Go Loud now, I think, are taking a list
of
this.
They're all taking notes.
We're not going to get a studio for weeks because Deirdre O'Kane will be recorded. Turn off the immersion.
I still think my favourite one is Joe Duffy's. You're not going to believe what happened to me on the bus.
Basically live.
So there you go. If you want that as podcast names, take them. You go for it. I was telling you yesterday about Facebook and I was telling you about, you know, how I just kind of go on it now just to see, you know, what my local, you know, I suppose people I used to hang out with and like who's fallen into pyramid schemes and stuff like that. It's just kind of one of those things that I like to keep up with people from your hometown.
It's nice to check in on people, but you never post.
No, I never post, ever. Not that I'd be too embarrassed, but I would never think about it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm in my Facebook era at the moment, which is weird because it was, you know, kind of a 2012 thing.
Yeah.
But I'm in my Facebook era. It's good to check in every now and again. And that's what I've been doing a lot lately. And there's a section on it where it was like suggested friends, right? And I was just like, oh, here's a load of suggested people. Turns out they're not suggested friends. These are actually friend requests.
Oh.
And I've had them for over 2 years.
Yeah, you've just put them on the screen there and it's like, this person is waiting on your response 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That's a while now.
So I thought what we'd do on the show is we'd go through these people together and decide who I'm going to friend and who I'm not going to friend. So the first one is Katie Feeney, right? She starts off 2 years ago. She works at Supermax and she's from Wexford. What do we think?
Probably no.
No, Grant, remove. Okay. No, see, the thing about this is there's a lot of radio people that want to be friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is from 2 years ago as well. It's from Niall Dunn. He's a lovely baby and a lovely wife and he's lovely glasses.
Yes.
I like him.
He works in our sister station, iRadio.
He does. Now, he's standing in front of a Christmas tree.
Okay.
So that photo was posted on the 1st of January 2024, which makes me think that Niall doesn't post a lot.
No.
So I'm like, what's the point in being friends with Niall?
But it's Niall. Give him a like.
Confirm. Right, there we go. And I could even send him a wave if I want.
Oh, that's cute.
Dylan Gibson. Dylan, let's have a look at Dylan. I know Dylan.
Dylan works on Spin.
Yes, he does. He does Bank Holiday Mondays, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's very tanned. He's got nice glasses and lovely teeth.
I would say
I don't want to see that every day.
Yeah.
You're too good looking, Dylan. Sorry, you're
gone. I'd say no just to cause a bit of drama.
Yeah,
as well.
You're gone. Right, Katie. Katie, we have 17 mutual friends, including Callum.
Yeah,
who's
she used to work in 98, I think.
All right, 98. Gone. All right, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Is it Garrod?
I don't know. He's gone.
Owen. And then he has a nickname in the middle. And then his surname. You're gone. Emmett. I don't know how to pronounce
Works
his surname.
Works in Cork.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Listen to this. This guy's name is Dave Falconer.
Oh, it's another Dave.
It's a fantastic name. However, when I go onto his page,
Oh.
His cover photo is of a Volkswagen Golf.
Gone.
Yeah, you're gone. You're gone, Dave. Sorry. Lauren Doyle.
Gone.
No, I like Lauren.
No, actually, she's a nice family
in
that.
She's a nice family. She lives in Dublin. Her cover photo is of her family wearing matching pyjamas. You're gone. sorry, Lauren. Right, Sabrina. Sabrina, this request was from a year ago. She has a bio.
Oh, okay.
The Irish Josie Gibson. So you're gone anyway, Sabrina. Dara O'Kaneda. Dara has a lovely dog in his profile picture.
Absolutely.
And in his cover photo, he's getting a yes. Brian Farrelly, a great name. He has a studio in his cover photo. Yeah. I don't need the competition. You're gone, Brian. Sorry. Jordan, I actually know Jordan, but I don't like Jordan, so we're going to get rid of him. And I'm joking, Jordan. And then Tommy. Here we go with Tommy, who works in some radio station in Kilkenny.
And he only sent you that friend request a day ago.
A day ago. Let's give him a confirm there.
Well, there we go. Well,
so I've
done.
Got through all of my friend requests. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go on to my Facebook account, right? Just search David Hammond.
So this isn't like a fan page. This is
this is my actual profile.
Personal profile.
And it's a photo of me. I'm in a white T-shirt and there's a pink background. David Hammond is the name. The bio says presenter. I want you to add that and I will go through and tell you whether or not I will let you be friends with me. And we'll see. We'll have a look at your profile. We'll see why I'm going to say yes to you or why I'm going to say no to you.
Okay.
What do
you
think?
We're going on to Facebook. Now, dust off. Re-download the Facebook app if you need to.
Yeah.
Dust it off. Search David Hammond. You'll see his lovely presenter picture there and give him a follow. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's a friend request. Yeah.
And then see, we'll go through the friend request.
We're going back to 2012, all right? This is what we're doing on the show. So friend me and I'll see if I'll friend you back.
Is this against GDPR?
I have no idea.
We're not asking for your address. So
that's
you
true.
Might be
so
okay.
Just the name. You're fine. All right, 8:45. I've been telling you that I'm in my Facebook era once again. Reason being, because I just enjoy keeping up with people who I, I suppose, went to school with and see what they're doing and see what's going on in the world of those people who are in pyramid schemes in your hometown.
You should see Dave during Chapel Road there. He was stressing to the max because I don't think I've ever seen so many notifications come through on one person's Facebook.
I've never seen it on Facebook before. If 2012 me could see the amount of notifications that I just got, he'd be so happy. But listen, the reason being that I was on Facebook is I had a load of friends requests from years ago, and so we went through them live on the show, and then I asked you, why don't you friend me on Facebook there and I'll go through your profile and we'll decide whether you're a yes or a no. So we're going to start at, I'm going to refresh one more time, stop adding me now, and we're going to refresh from oldest friend request first.
Very
the
good.
Oldest one is from 4 minutes ago, right? We start off with Nicola. Nicola's married, you're gone, Nicola.
They only want single people.
I don't need that pressure in my life. Dara.
Also married.
Also married. Dara's too tall. You're gone, Dara. You're way too good looking. I don't need you on my thing. Samantha and... Oh, that's a lovely cover photo of her,
on the beach.
Of her kids.
And she's from Lithuania,
from Lithuania. Do you know what, Samantha? You're in. Confirm. Yeah. Right, we're going for Tracy. Tracy has...
Tracy has a great quote on her profile there.
She says, everything happens for a reason. Live for today as if it's your last, as tomorrow is not promised. Oh, kiss, kiss, kiss.
That's heartfelt.
I like it, Tracy. Yeah. Why not? Why the hell not? We're going to go for Amy now. Amy is boy's mom, and she's a lovely leopard princess.
The kids are on a cow.
There's two kids sitting on a cow. And she's from Tala and she works in a kitchen. Okay, do you know what? We're giving. Yeah, I like Amy. Amy's good people. Keith, you're wearing sunglasses in your profile. No, you're gone. Junie, that's not a real name. You're gone. Carl is in a car.
Oh.
With what looks like
voice cancelling headphones. By the looks of it.
Do you know what I thought it was? I thought it was just like he was a pilot, but pretended to be a pilot in his car.
That's very unsafe. You shouldn't be wearing headphones whilst driving.
Cover photo is a load of people in green.
In a boxing ring?
Is it a boxing ring?
He might beat you up.
Do you know what? Just in case he does, I'm going to confirm him as my friend because I've always liked Carl. Always liked him. All right, who do you think, Carl? Lisa. How about Lisa? Lisa gives me Karen vibes.
Oh.
And I feel like Lisa will complain if I don't confirm her. So I'm going to confirm Lisa. Don't know how to pronounce your name, so you're gone. And there's the John. I like John.
Oh, John looks great and he looks happy there.
John looks well. He's suited and booted. He's a design engineer, is our John.
Did I see a Rachel down there as well? Rachel is trouble. She messages me on Instagram every now and
again. Is this Rachel?
Oh, trouble. Gone.
She went to Trinity.
Ah.
She's gone.
Gone.
Absolutely
gone.
Do you know what? Bronwyn, I like your name. You're in.
Very Welsh.
Very, very Welsh. Roisin. Yeah, look, do you know what? If people could stop adding me, that'd be fantastic.
If this isn't award-winning radio, I don't know what is. Dave is just going through his phone and be like, I'll be your friend, I won't be your friend.
Janice, your cover photo is of two cars, so you're gone.
Sorry. No cars.
No.
Well, Dave, I hope you feel happy now that you've added some more friends, which means that you're going to get some more birthday messages when it's at your actual birthday on your profile.
Oh, I've taken that off my profile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that anxiety.
April 22nd. Just in case you do need to know. Happy birthday.
That was wild radio.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up.
It's a new day.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Every day. We're spin.
Let's go.
Hey, good morning. It's coming up to 4 minutes past nine. It's Tuesday. What's going on? My name is Dave. This is Fully Charged with Emma and Dave, but Emma is not here.
No. Nope.
But Callum is, and Lucy's also here from marketing. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
Lucy is the one who I always slag because she's useless at a job.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified of what's about to happen.
So, as you may know, every Monday night I do a baking course at Merino College. I call it Cooking with Callum, and
yes,
you can follow along on my Instagram at Callum Farmer.
It's the one time a week he shouts out his Instagram.
Yeah, because I document everything that I make. And last night I made what is actually styled by the teacher the best apple dessert ever.
Wow.
And Dave, I know, hates
the teacher.
Wow. Dave hates anything to do with fruit. So what it is a sponge base with then a layer of apples and then a crumble layer on top as well.
Sounds stunning.
It's unbelievable. And I put this on my Instagram last night and I had so many people message me like, oh my God, this looks unreal, this looks amazing, this looks so tasty.
No, I'll give you some. It does smell nice.
And I made homemade custard as well. There's cinnamon in there as well. It's really good. So then I put it on my Instagram last night and Dave replied to me by saying, do not bring this in, I don't want to upset
because
you.
Obviously every Tuesday after Cooking with Callum on a Monday, he brings in whatever he's made and for us to taste. And usually it's something really good. Like we had
sausage rolls
and we had like jambons and we had different things. This is not my thing. So that's why we brought Lucy in, because she can eat it.
Well, Lucy actually responds to me in all caps. Bring this in tomorrow. This is my favourite dessert.
Yeah.
So
this is
go
your
on.
Favorite?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
It's just so good. Yeah.
So go on, tuck in. Come on, Dave.
Banoffee pie.
Have a little nibble.
So have a little nibble.
Cinnamon apples with a sponge base.
Just the thought of this going in my mouth is rotten to me.
I feel like I'm forcing you to eat worms or something. It's really good.
Damn it, that's good.
It is, isn't it?
Damn it, that's actually really good. Why is that so good?
And the custard is fantastic.
Why the hell is that so good? Lucy?
I haven't tasted it yet.
Well, go, hurry up.
She looked at me and nodded for approval to eat it.
Callum?
Yeah.
That is outstanding.
I am a domestic...
Cinnamon, the crumble...
Are you looking for a new drama?
I'm a domestic king. If anyone needs anything baked, I will do it for you between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. on a Monday in Marina.
I can taste the apples now. And do you know what? When my whoop asked me tomorrow, did I have vegetables and fruit? I will say, hell yeah, I did. I had apples.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it, Dave.
Very good. Well done,
outstanding, Callum. Well done.
I finished the third season of The White Lotus last night. The finale episode was out last night, and so I watched it with my housemates. Great bit of television, to be fair. And I thought, if I was ever going to become an actor, The White Lotus is what I'd want to be in.
I've never watched any of it, and I thought it was a comedy. But is it like a mystery kind of show?
Yeah, it's a drama. Gone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There is a little bit of mystery because on the first episode they always give you like a little bit of like, oh, something happened and someone got murdered or something.
Yeah.
But then, like, you don't find out until the very last episode.
Yeah, a lot of people always talk about it.
It's very good. You can stream with an Now Entertainment membership if you wish. But yeah, I think if I was ever to be an actor, I'd want to be in this. You're filming in paradise for months. You're not doing anything really too strenuous until the finale episode, which is where everything kind of comes together. So for the most part, like, as you're watching this, you're just kind of, you know, kind of peering in on people's drama, family drama and stuff like that. So the thought of someone turning it down a role in The White Lotus is bizarre to me, but that's exactly what Woody Harrelson did. Woody Harrelson, who was in the running to play either Walton Goggins' Rick or Sam Rockwell's Frank, he was speculated to have turned down the roles because of producer David Bernard's policy that all White Lotus cast members get paid the same, which I find absolutely bizarre because you've some cast members in there who are so so well known,
yes,
and then some who are absolutely no ones. But in a statement, Woody Harrelson revealed that he passed on The White Lotus because of his own family holiday.
Oh.
So he said, I was set to do White Lotus and very excited. Unfortunately, their production schedule shifted and conflicted with a pre-planned family vacation, forcing me to make an extremely hard decision. Is it an extremely hard decision? For God's sake.
Work or go on holiday.
He said, things must be meant to be, though, because I couldn't have done a fantastic job as Sam, who's killing it, who obviously plays the character he's going for. And I was like, you just gave up an extended holiday. Obviously you have to do work, obviously it's like a strenuous and it's tough to film, I'd imagine, in that heat in Thailand and things like that for season 3, but still you're there for probably 6-7 months.
Whenever I look at him, it's like one of those ones that I know he's not going to be typecast, but all I see is Haymitch from the Hunger Games.
That's him. It's funny because all I see is the guy from Now You See Me.
There's a third one of them coming next year.
I saw that, yeah. But I was having a look at other celebrities and roles that they turned down and the reasons why they turned down the roles. And some of them absolutely bizarre. So Tom Hanks declined to play Harry Burns in When Harry Met Sally.
The title character?
Yeah, the main guy in When Harry Met Sally, because he was going through a divorce and he was very happy to not be married. Which makes zero sense. It's you're the one, Tom, that's an actor. Like, just act. Liam Neeson told The Times that in the early 90s he was very interested in playing James Bond, but his then-girlfriend Natasha Richardson told him that if he accepted the role, they wouldn't get married. So he chose her over the franchise.
The role
went to Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
That's insane. I don't know why you'd say no to that. Maybe because all the...
Bond is iconic.
People throwing themselves at you, I don't know. But speaking of Pierce Brosnan, who obviously got that role, he was meant to play Batman in 1989, but he just couldn't take it seriously. Why? Because any man who wears his underpants outside his pants just cannot be taken seriously. That's what Pierce Brosnan said. I watched a couple of interviews of him recently. Yeah. He's an odd dude. I know he's Irish and we're supposed to love him. He's an odd dude.
Also, Batman is kind of... He doesn't wear... Like, if he said Superman, Superman wears the pants outside.
Yeah, true.
Batman is just, like, full-on bat.
Yeah, it's black on black. You can't see it, like. Do you know what I mean?
There's no pants there.
Russell Crowe turned down the role of Wolverine in X-Men because he thought it was too similar to his Gladiator role, right? In 2017, he told someone, he said, if you remember, Maximus in The Gladiator has a wolf at the centre of his cuirass and he has a wolf as his companion, which I thought was going to be a bigger deal at the time. So I said no because I didn't want to be wolfy like Mr. Wolf. I have a feeling someone's having me on with this article because I'm like, is that a real thing? Al Pacino was offered a load of money to play Han Solo in Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
Yeah.
IV, I presume, four. Because when he read the script, he just didn't understand it. I kind of really rate that. Lee Marvin, he was a director for Steven Spielberg's first choice to play Quint in Jaws, but he reportedly wasn't interested because he took fishing very seriously and didn't want to do it from a movie boat. Absolutely.
Like,
ridiculous.
None of these sound real.
And then lastly, which I absolutely love, Ewan McGregor reportedly declined to play Patrick Bateman in American Psycho because Christian Bale called him and told him not to accept the role. Apparently Christian Bale was going around calling loads of people and being like, here, listen, don't take this role, this is mine. I'm going to go for this. You have no idea what I'm going to bring to this.
And he got the role.
And he got the role because he's obviously an American Psycho.
Fair play to him.
But I mean, it's to have the level of...
That takes some courage.
It really does. It's just like, here, listen, don't go for that. Because, like, imagine I was going for a job and I rang up a couple of people who I also knew were going to that job. Listen, don't bother because I'm going for that and I'm just going to do it really well. So you don't worry about it. All right, you can go for something else there.
You'd be called at every name under the sun.
You really would.
Callum. My name is Producer Callum and I love the bus.
You do love the bus,
yeah.
In fairness.
You just don't know when it's going to show up.
That's why you moved here, right?
Yeah, and you don't know who's going to be on the bus when it arrives. So yesterday I was telling you that I had my cooking class. My cooking class is in Merino College at 5 o'clock. And I was in work, so I didn't go home. So I was in work at 4. And I was like, am I going to walk to Merino or will I get the bus? And I was like, I'll get the bus.
Oh my God.
So
long
I was going,
day for you.
Yeah, a very long day. I work hard for the money. But I was going from work to Fairview yesterday. The bus was busy enough, but I got upstairs and there was a seat to myself. That was fine. A guy got on also at the same time with me. I would say about 20 to 25-ish, his age and everything.
Okay.
And in about 2 minutes into the bus journey, we were basically on Dame Street at the time. He shouts, Does anyone mind if I play music from my speaker?
Ah.
I won't do it if you don't want me to. It's okay.
Stop. That's really nice.
That's really nice.
Because you never get that. You usually just get like someone down the bottom of the bus playing
horrible tunes.
Absolute shite.
Nobody said anything to us. To him, and he waited a couple of minutes, and by this time we were on Dame Street, we were basically on O'Connell Bridge at the time, and he was like, I'll give you another warning, I'm going to play my music now if no one says anything.
Why did, but I like, I understand and I appreciate he's doing that, right?
Yeah.
But also I'm like, just bring earphones, bro.
I have a story about that in a second. So then he pulls out his Bluetooth speaker, turns it on, and I was expecting something like real hip-hop heavy, new era style or something like that, but no, it was this.
What is that?
That was me recording on my phone of the bus. That's Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Oh.
Not what I was expecting whatsoever.
Wasn't expecting that either.
Really gave a lovely chill vibe to the 15.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really nice, really chill. Nice. Not what you were expecting. He then went on to tell the bus after he had, because he was telling us why he had the speaker. It was like a full-on stand-up routine. It was very funny. That he had bought 3 pairs of Bluetooth headphones, but he kept losing them. So he bought a Bluetooth speaker because he's not going to lose it. He was fantastic.
I love that.
So, do you know what? I'm here for a bit of consensual music on the bus.
Yeah.
And I love it when the bus driver, when you get on the bus sometimes and the bus drivers have the radio on.
Yes.
Because I like a little bit of that as well. But so, consensual music on the bus, thank you very much. Here's a few more things that I think would make the bus journey a little better. When you scan on the little leap card machine at the bus driver, you scan on, it does a little beep.
Yeah.
I want a little prize sometimes.
A little prize?
Yeah, so it's like, congratulations, here's like a free bus journey.
Congratulations, you have the least amount of money on your leap card.
How about bottled water at the seat of every seat at the bus?
Okay, very hard to keep that up.
Very hard to keep up.
Supply and demand.
They do that in America in Ubers. So when you get into an Uber, there's always a bottle of water in an Uber. It's like 5 stars for you.
They could do it like they do in the hotel rooms. And if you take the bottle of water, you're instantly charged more.
Oh, yeah, like a mini bar.
Yeah.
How about an iPad in the back of every bus seat?
Yeah, why not?
A bit like what they used to do in McDonald's before they took them away.
Yeah, I'd imagine that'll last about 7 minutes.
Yeah. Massage chairs instead of regular chairs.
Yeah, very good.
Little vibration going up the...
It would take away from the horrible design.
Yeah, on the Malahide Road going up. Very nice. How about, you know when you press the bell and it just does the standard ding?
Yeah.
A fun noise instead, like an awooga or a...
I have to disagree on that one. I think the bell is just the best choice. I love it so much. I suppose I don't really take the bus enough to be sick of the bell.
Yeah.
So when I sit on the bus and I hit the bell, I'm like, oh.
I'm responsible for that.
It's like when you're a kid and you want to press the button in the lift.
Ah, yes. I just really want to press the button. But let the man's already press. I still want to press the button.
I like that. Yeah. That was
And finally, probably the least practical. Instead of going down the stairs, a slide to go down the stairs.
Yeah, perfect.
Give me a slide.
And right out the door. Only one thing I'd add is, do you know in the UK where they have the back of the bus is completely open?
Yes.
And you can just hop on, hop off.
Yeah, that's weird.
They used to have that in Dublin years and years ago, and I remember my granny telling me, like, she'd be running for the bus and you could just hop on.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Unbelievable.
That's very old-timey.
Very old.
I'm here for that.
Then everyone got woke and health and safety.
You have to use doors.
Bring back the doorless bus.
Get ready. Spin
103X
Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I've been saying for today and tomorrow, or today and yesterday, that I wanted to give this away while Emma's off, just because I think it'd be very fun for Emma to come back and be like, hey, do you know that holiday we had? Yeah, I gave that away. That's gone, yeah. All thanks to you being off. So listen, we have a trip to Fuerteventura, 7 nights, get your flights all sorted, Pierre and Bakes' village, and all you got to worry about is kick back, relax, and enjoying that sun. It's all thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Emma's on to play. Are you up to much today, Emma?
Not too much. I'm just here in work.
You're here in work. What do you do for work, Emma?
I just work in the public sector.
Now, if my other Emma was here, she would say, you don't just work anywhere, you work in the public sector. What do you do in the public sector?
Yeah, true. Clerical officer,
very good. And what time are you working till today, Emma?
4 o'clock.
Okay, that is a bit of a long day for you. Do you have anything nice planned for the rest of your evening?
No, nothing much.
Nothing much, alright, well, fair enough. Well, how about maybe booking a holiday? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be amazing,
Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. Have you been on holidays this year? No, not yet. Okay, well, let's see if we can sort that out for you. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Emma, have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
You have? Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists are going to play?
5.
Emma, you're already off to a fantastic start. She knows her stuff. And do you know what? The last couple of players did not know that, so it's been nice. I'm going to explain it to you anyway, Emma, just in case. You guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win the golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Emma?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Ireland.
Yeah, what part?
Dublin.
What part of Dublin, Emma? Let's narrow this down.
Sandyford.
Emma in Sandyford. The best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Pay the toll.
Lady Gaga,
Abracadabra. Oh, yes. Wow. Speedy. Emma, you got that in 3.5 seconds.
Ooh.
That is 21.4 seconds left on the clock.
Very good.
What a woman.
21? That's insane. Yeah. All right, Emma, let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. 2 hours ago, I told the truth,
oh, but you didn't like Grace Abrams, I love you, I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Yes.
Emma, you know your stuff. Is there someone helping you in the background, Emma?
There is, yeah.
Who's that, Emma?
Just my work colleagues.
Your work colleagues. Are you going to shout them out?
Yeah.
Go on, what's their names?
Well, I have Rachel here and Patrick and Radhika.
Emma, Rachel, Patrick and Radhika, is it?
So many people playing.
You've got a full boardroom playing a golden ticket. I like it, Emma.
We do, yeah.
Let's go for song three.
Well done, Emma. You've got three songs to go and you've got many people helping you out. You've 13.5 seconds left.
Here we go, Emma. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Lonely in this crowd
I see. I'll swap.
Swap. All right. Good choice. Swapping that one out, producer Callum.
That was Miles Smith and Nice to Meet You, but that's all right because you've swapped it out. And we're swapping it to the song that Dave said he would prefer as his swap.
I would prefer this now, to be honest, Emma. I like this song. Let's go for a brand new song three, and we're back to 13 seconds on the clock. A brand new song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Forget you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through.
No clue.
Three, two.
No clue.
Tricky enough.
That was tricky. His name is Black Bear, and the song is called Hot Girl Bummer, and it was one of my favourite tunes when it came out a couple of years ago.
We still play it loads on spin in the daytime.
Yeah, we do. Emma, it wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
Yeah, it was loads of fun.
And did Rachel, Patrick and Radhika have fun? I'm so sorry we couldn't win you this, but you know what you should do, Emma? You should tell Rachel, Patrick and Radhika to get back on and try to win it for themselves.
I'm also glad that you kind of didn't win because there's four of you.
I'm telling them daily.
Yes. But there's only two places on the holiday, so there would be actual fights.
There would be fights for this. Yeah. Emma, Rachel, Patrick and Radhika, have a wonderful day and thank you for listening. Thank you for playing.
No worries. Bye.
Good luck. Ah, I liked them.
Really, really good teamwork there as well. It's like, there is nothing against the rules of having more than one person playing, but you just have to have a designated answer.
Absolutely. And the only problem with it is, listen, I think Emma had a really good phone line there. We'll only ever ask you to take hands-free off if your line sucks.
Yeah, that's very true.
But her line was really, really good there, so I was happy for her.
We're really getting into the nitty-gritty of quality of phone lines.
We really are.
If you have a great phone line, you go up in my estimation so much.
It'd be easier game for you as well. That's the only thing. So listen, wasn't to be for Emma. Maybe it'll be for you tomorrow. Take this holiday office to Fuerteventura by registering now. The word golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Do you remember yesterday I was telling you about the volleyball centre that was opening in Blanche?
Yeah, Blanche.
Well, I've got something new opening in the city.
Come on.
And it's happening in the Point Village, the place where there is nothing apart from a cinema and a Dunnes.
A Dunnes, yeah. Really eerily creepy Dunnes.
Ireland's biggest ball pit is opening in Point Village.
Stop.
It's in a place called Dream Point that opens in Point Village on April 28th, with a giant ball pit containing 250,000 balls. There's a room just for balloons, a room just for projections, a room for inflatables, a glow corridor and a dream cafe.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. As we've been campaigning for more kids things for adults,
yeah,
this looks like it could be it.
I'll have my 31st day or so.
Yes.
30th
and
tonight.
It means that there is something else in that weird purgatory of Point Village.
That is Point Village, yeah. Very good. God, the tourist board now are going to offer you a job very soon.
Thank you very much.
It spins fully charged, recharged.